who had lost their ability to speak because of the traumas of war.
Huh. How did Mr. Logue treat Birdie?
Well, to start with, Mr. Logue insisted on seeing Birdie in his Harley Street office, and he refused to use Birdie's official title, which was the Duke of York. Instead, he called him Birdie. Mr. Logue used techniques that gave Birdie more confidence. He made him sing instead of speaking. He played music to him through headphones while he was reading so that he couldn't hear himself and become self-conscious. He even got Birdie to swear. After about 10 months, the treatment seemed to be working.
Which was a good job, wasn't it? Because soon after that, Birdie became King of England.
That's right, Jeremy. When George V died, Birdie's brother Edward became King Edward VIII. But Edward wanted to marry an American woman who was divorced, which he was forbidden from doing as king. In the end, Edward abdicated, and Birdie became King George VI, which meant that he had to start speaking in public again.
Oh, so what happened?
At first, the king avoided making live speeches, but by 1939, he couldn't do this any longer. On September 3rd of that year, Britain declared war on Germany, and the king had to deliver the most important speech of his life.
So what did he do?
He asked Mr. Logue to help him. The two men went into a small room with the recording equipment and closed the door. The two men went into a small room with the broadcasting equipment and closed the door. Mr. Logue opened a window and told the king to take off his jacket. Then he advised the king to forget everybody else and say the speech to him as a friend.
Did it work?
Yes, it did. The king's delivery was calm, dignified, and measured. And at the end of the broadcast, Mr. Logue finally called him Your Majesty. File 10B, Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the program. Now, public speaking can be a harrowing experience at the best of times, but imagine how difficult it must be for an important person with a stammer. This was exactly the problem faced by George VI, King of England from 1936 to 1952. Now we're going to find out a little bit more about the king's condition. Good morning, Sarah.
Hello.
So, Sarah, do we know what caused the king's stammer?
Well, according to the leading speech therapy expert, Rosemary Hayhow, the king's stammer developed when he was a child. Everybody called him Birdie then, so I will too. Birdie's problem was a psychological one. His father, George V, was a demanding man who would not tolerate weakness. When he saw that his second son was left-handed, he forced Birdie to write with his right hand. This is something that is often associated with stammering today.
Did Birdie have any other problems with his family?
Yes, with his elder brother, Edward. Edward used to laugh at Birdie when he stammered, which made his problem even worse.
Did Birdie ever have to speak in public?
Not usually, no. But in 1925, his father asked him to give the closing address at the British Empire Exhibition at Wembley. The speech was broadcast live to the nation, and it was a complete disaster. Birdie stammered out a few words, and then the broadcast ended in silence. It was then that he realized he had to get help.
Who did he turn to?
Well, first of all, he tried his father's doctors, whose methods were very old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
They used to make him fill his mouth with marbles, and on one occasion he nearly choked. Fortunately, his wife, Elizabeth, was able to find a different therapist for him. It was an Australian named Lionel Logue, who was actually an actor. Mr. Logue had been working as a speech therapist with soldiers